Tonight, our Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight again shines on a guy from Rockland County who's got a long and impressive musical resume. His band opened most of the major concert tours of the 70s and early 80s, and he's just released his 10th album of original material. I'd like to welcome John Poussette-Dart back to the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. John, how nice to speak with you again.
I'm happy to be back where I started.
Can you believe it's been almost a year and a half since we featured your poignant song, Who I Am, which is written about someone suffering from Alzheimer's disease? That won several awards, from what I understand.
We got a lot of film awards for that, and it was in many festivals, and it won quite a few of them. I think that simply because both Jamie and Dawn wrote that both their mothers died of Alzheimer's, and it was such a poignant nerve, and I think that it's just really hit home because it affects so many people.
When we last spoke, you were talking about this new album being in the works. It's out, and it's called Talk, and this seems to be the one that ties all of the others together, yet brings it forward as well. Was that the plan, or did that sort of emerge as you worked on the songs?
There was a particular producer and a group of players that I had come in contact with in the early 1970s when I first arrived in Nashville. There were some people that I'd grown up listening to, and I just kind of made a mental note when I was even in my 20s that I wanted to come back and do a record with these guys. And so Reggie Young was always a real mainstay, and one of my major loves is a guitar player. And Clayton Ivey from Muscle Shoals, and I got a rhythm section to die for, and I wanted to do some stuff with Becca Bramlett as well as Rhonda Vinson. And so I was able to kind of pull in all that through Bill Vorndick, and we had met doing a project with Jesse Winchester, and the opportunity finally presented itself, so I was really happy for that.
It's a Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar, speaking with Rockland County's John Poussette-Dart. John, your songwriting and performing stretch back to the 70s. How has your method of songwriting changed and evolved over time?
I would say that it's kind of circled around and come back to where it started. I never used to co-write. I basically started out writing everything myself. In the mid-90s, Asylum Records contacted me. There was an A&R guy there that we were friends, and he suggested I come back to Nashville, and he set me up with kind of a laundry list of people that I wanted to make contact with and I got to sit down and write with, and that kind of got me on the track of co-writing in a way that I'd never done before. I've maintained a lot of those relationships, and even though I'm from Rockland County, my earliest recordings were all done in Nashville.
How different is it, I wonder, writing a song by yourself as opposed to collaborating? Do you have to make much of an adjustment?
You need to just kind of welcome fear into your life. Just walking into a room with someone you've never met at 9 in the morning and finding a common path is something that's good for some people and not good for others. I found that the more I delved into it, the more I've enjoyed it, because it's bumping into things you've never encountered before, and you come up with stuff in a way that you never would have expected.
I read where you did some songwriting with, among others, John Oates. How did you meet him?
Bill Vorndick said, I'm down here doing some stuff. John, you guys need to get together. And on the second day, I called John up, and we just met in a hotel and wrote a song. We started out doing dates with the Hall & Oates early on. I did a lot of dates with them back before Sarah Smiles. We were doing college dates and stuff over the Northeast before they were on the map or we were on the map. So we'd known each other from the road way back then.
Your songs tell stories, and as you put it, they reference the past while sounding current. Now, to me, they always have. Your older material doesn't sound dated. It really seems to stand up to whatever's out there today as well.
I think that that's the intent. My particular take on music is to speak to all generations and not just be speaking to a particular genre. And I think that's one of the reasons it's been toughest for me for the most, because I've never been able to be pinned down in terms of one format. And I think that's kind of both worked for me and against me.
John, what I always found interesting about the Poussette-Dart band back in the day was that you opened for some very diverse acts, yet you always seemed to be a good fit with whomever you shared the bill with.
A lot of that was fluky and a lot of it was intended. My first manager was Don Law in Boston. It was kind of a really interesting time in Boston because there was a whole slew of people, and I got very close with Bonnie Raitt. She was in Boston at that time, and James was around, and Don, because he was a promoter in that area, had a relationship with an English agency named Premier Talent. They had Springsteen at that time, but they had an awful lot of English acts. They would throw us on a lot of opening acts with people like Yes and Peter Frampton and Gary Wright, and which was kind of a very unusual place for us to be, but it would open us up to a large audience that never could have even thought of being in front of.
As you mentioned, you opened for Yes and Gary Wright and the Frampton Comes Alive tour, the Byrds, Billy Joel, Jerry Garcia. Is there anything that you took away from those experiences that you still incorporate into your own performances?
Yes, being honorable and respectful of everybody you're around. I'm a big believer in treating everybody as if they were your family.
Do you have any favorites that you toured with?
I did a lot of dates with Bonnie. In Orleans, John Hall and Little Feat, and that was a great period of time. Still fear that period of time and that group of people.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar, speaking with tonight's guest, Rockland's John Poussette Dart. Give us your web address and your other social media links so that our listeners can dig a little deeper into your music.
At the site, www.poussettedart.com, P-O-U-S-E-T-T-E-D-A-R-T.com. There's a lot of video, there's a lot of music, there's a lot of archives. Because everything is changing so fast, rather than even dealing with former releases, I'm going to be posting more songs that are just kind of immediate as they come. I still think about records and CDs as a formal vehicle to deliver our music. The public has kind of gone another way.
The song that we're going to feature from your latest album, Talk, is pretty much the title track. It's called Let's Talk About It. Very personal material. What's the actual story behind the song, John?
I was out in Montana, and I was writing with a really close buddy of mine named Costas, and I was basically talking about the fact that there's these immense divisions in the country that just really disturbed me. When you used to be able to sit down and talk with people who had opposing views, you sit around and have a night and have dinner, and you could, like, exchange views, and it would be kind of warm. The whole country has shifted into this place where it's rancorous, where people can't exchange ideas. The core of what is great about this country is that we all can sit down and kind of discuss differences. And that's kind of what the core of the song is about. The political landscape of the country is a landmine at this point, and that's kind of what it was about.
John Poussette Dart, many thanks for being with me again tonight in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Continued success with your latest album, Talk, and all of your musical endeavors. Here's John Poussette Dart with Let's Talk About It on 100.7 WHUD.
Let's talk about it. What's going on? Let's talk about it. What's right and wrong? Well, if you listen to me, can I listen to you? If I listen to you, can you listen to me? If you listen to me and I'll listen to you, something might break through. Well, let's talk. Let's talk about it. Now, where do we belong? Well, if you listen to me, and I'll listen to you. If I listen to you, and you listen to me. If you listen to me, and I'll listen to you, something might break through. There is one thing I know. Listen to me, and I'll listen to you if I listen to you.